Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. I am joined by no one. My illustrious co-host is still out on vacation, shaking her booty, doing her thing, causing havoc, terror, and mayhem all across the Midwest and the South. So, big shout out to Miss 100%. Do your thing. Don't hurt nobody. In the meanwhile, we're going to do the show here. If you want to holler at me, you like what I'm talking about, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, call-in number is 646-929-2037. I, of course, encourage you to go and check out Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. We want you to social network with us, so you can catch me on Facebook, I'm Smooth Drama Radio. On MeetMe, I'm Smooth Drama. And on Twitter, I am Smooth Drama. Add me, and I'll add you back. I'm even on Wayne. If you know what Wayne is, I'm Smooth Drama Radio there also. So, if you want to catch me, I'm a member of the Black Science Fiction Society. So, if you want to holler at me there, Smooth Drama. You say Smooth Drama, I'm there. We can make it happen. Speaking of making it happen, Jerry Sandusky, finally, 45 out of 48 counts. I just want to know why the courts in Pennsylvania point shaving. Why he get 45 out of 48? Why couldn't he just gotten all 48? I mean, there are three crimes that he didn't commit out of the 48. He's only guilty of 45. I'm like, I don't get it. You point shaving Pennsylvania. Stop it. Anyway, it's about time that cat got caught up. Then hopefully he'll enjoy his time. Supposedly, he was on suicide watch, but I think there's a different watch that's out there for him. Oh, man. You was having fun with the little kids in the shower? Don't drop the soap, homie. Do not drop the soap. Fair warning. Meanwhile, while that's getting all the play, Sandusky, I am not proud to say that what he did is nothing compared to Eric Antunes. I mean, this dude, and so you know, Eric Antunes is coming from my favorite state of Florida. Y'all know how I love Florida, so I got to holler at Florida as much as I can because there's just something magical that's going on down in Florida. You know, they say that's Disney World there and it's the Magic Kingdom. There's some different magic going on down there that maybe the rest of us here don't understand. For example, Eric Antunes was charged with child pornography and bestiality. But the prosecution, get this, had to drop the bestiality charges because there's a loophole in the Florida law. I guess Florida had, they came around to what the rest of the world, I'll say the rest of the United States already knew, And they finally outlawed bestiality, get this, last October 2011. Go figure. Anyway, they found that he had pictures on his cell phone, photos engaging in sexual acts with kids. And his girlfriend's three-legged dog. Yeah, I said it. Homie, and I'm going to say his name, Eric Antunes, was not only doing little kids, which he should get the rest of his life, but he was violating a three-legged dog. I mean, this is a dog on SSI, disabled. Now, they're saying that there's nothing in the law that says you can't have oral sex with an animal, according to the Florida law. I guess that's the loophole. And I'm like, you know what? When you're reading this, read it out loud, or let the dog hear it, or your cat, or whatever pet you have. And when you're done, look at their reaction. See, because your pet, they understand English, or whatever language you're speaking to them. They just can't speak it. I'll bet you your pet is like, hey, hell with a loophole, man. I can already lick mine. I don't need no help. And that's the point. It's bad enough they just getting bestiality laws 2011, like, well, I guess it's a bad thing in Florida to have sex with your pets now, just recently. And the fact that homie is hitting off and catching licks with his girlfriend's three-legged disabled dog. Come on. I'm sorry. It's not funny. And I know all the dogs out there is like, and the cats are like, see, y'all wrong. And think about it. Look at your pet. Your pet is saying 1,000 words to you with their eyes. Like, hey, you need to fight for that law. No loophole. Because as I've already stated, your pet can lick itself. They don't need no help from no humans. Thank you. Anyway. It was also, speaking of no help, there was also a little Venus Williams is in the news. She was in the news. Not only did she get knocked out in the first round, sorry, kind of messed up, but she was in the news because she's sexy. You know, supposedly her shorts, which were a similar color to her skin, caused a big uproar because it looked like she had nothing on, and I guess the viewers who were watching the tennis match, her ass was just too exciting, or it was just too much ass. If you Google it or YouTube it, you'll see there's a picture, and it's a clear picture of her ass. I mean, it was just like, bam, it was a big black booty in your face. And I mean, we all know America just can't handle all that ass. That's just a fact. I mean, because as we know it, tennis players play ass out. Right? I mean, you see tennis players, they got the little mini skirts on, ass cheek pop out. I mean, that's what tennis is. They wear the little, they wear as little as possible. And ass cheek, whatever, is hanging out all the time. Venus ass cheek hanging out. I mean, and the fact is, her ass cheek is not hanging out. It is covering the whole ass. It's just the fact that it is a lot of ass that Venus has flowing that is, I guess, causing the uproar. I mean, for me, I'm looking at it and it's like, yeah. Once again, if you Google or YouTube it, the picture is right there. And it says, you know, they say a picture is 1,000 words. Shit. That picture is 2 billion words. Woo! I mean, I look at it like this. I reckon it like when, if any of you seen Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon, when he killed the guy who killed his sister, he comes down and he does that crunch and he's shaking. He's like, oh! You know, that dramatic part, and he's sweating and shit. He's, you know, it's like, that's the part. And it's like hypnotic. That was Venus's booty in that picture. Nothing inappropriate. It just, she's got big ass. And the thing is, she don't even have the biggest ass in the family. That would be Serena. I mean, because people are having a hard time behind this. But I remember when Serena had on the cat suit. And I remember where I was working, there was a buzz at the time. It was like, you seen the cat suit? You seen the cat suit? Hell yeah, I saw the cat suit. Everybody, all the guys saw the cat suit. We had no problems whatsoever. And I'm thinking, there's probably not a lot of guys, and I'm going to guess it's not really a lot of girls, you know, for the girls that like girls, that had a problem with Venus's ass and in the past, Serena's. I mean, if you do, you just a hater because you don't have that round mound of ass. But at the same time, That shit is just indescribable. Like I said, Bruce Lee coming down on the guy who killed his sister and just, ooh, dramatic moment. That's Venus' ass in that picture. Check it out. And if you don't like it, hey, sucks to be you. And speaking of who it sucks to be, there's an offer out there on the table. For Chris Brown and Drake, they were offered $1 million each for charity to box it out. Only thing is, it ain't hard. They're talking about 3 1-minute rounds so nobody won't get hurt. Now for me, I'm like, hey, I remember when they had the rap boxing matches, when the rappers back in the day, they was like, yeah, I'm hard. And I remember when Willie D knocked out Melly Mel, and they had him in the magazine with the mouthpiece hanging out his mouth. He's slobbing all over himself, and he's on his knees. I remember that. And I'm like, hey, Chris Brown and Drake want to be hard. Y'all want to glass folks and whatnot. Do this for charity. Handle it. And we'll say, let the whoever's the hardest one win. I mean, the notoriety you'll get from kicking the other dude's ass for charity will be tremendous. I mean, whoever won, I wouldn't buy their album, but I would give them mad respect. Mad respect. Mad respect. That ain't gonna happen, but I'm just saying that I think you got an offer for charity, and you supposedly have a beef. You saying this guy is getting on my nerves, da da da. You want to fight over the girl, whatnot. Do it for charity. Get the gloves on. Be constructive with it. Nobody gets shot. No more people getting busted upside the head with glass. Y'all handle it once and for all like men. No 3 1-minute rounds. Hell no. Get in there. Do 3 3-minute rounds. Train for it. Hell, if you're really dope, I mean, this would be the greatest pay-per-view probably in entertainment history. You probably could, if you milked like 5 rounds, I mean, you can even do it where you could take care of all the so-called rap beefs, whatnot, all these cats that's talking tough. Just say, hey, pay-per-view, charity, you can handle it. You can do good for the communities, and you can let whoever you know, well, you'll let whoever is beefing with you know, I'm the man and you not. Or in some cases, I guess there are some women who may want to battle it out also, but I'm thinking weak sauce, or as my homies would say, the weekend, because I don't see nobody doing nothing like that. And on that note, go on break here. This is MC Light. Not coincidentally. Never heard nothing like this.
together, you gotta be smooth. Drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was MC Light. Never heard nothing like this. Although, nowadays, you kind of have heard something like that, because kind of saying nothing is kind of norm nowadays, but I digress. MC Light. Doing it before y'all even thought about doing it, and she was playing. Y'all serious. Anyway, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, some people think, like, when you talk about being a conspiracy theorist, that you're one of them crazy folks that live in a, you know, little cabin away from everybody, and, you know, you're not in touch with reality. But for me, I think that being in touch with reality is what people who don't believe in conspiracy theorists are lacking. In theories in general. I mean, yeah, there are some folks that are out there, and then there's just some shit that just makes sense. Period. For example, one of my conspiracy theories is, you know, the powers that be want to enable stupidity. What is stupidity, you may ask? Case in point, 13 and 14-year-old students ate moose shit. The principal, And some of the staff, they were fired because they played a practical joke. Practical joke was there was some moose shit on the ground. And these boys, they told them, hey, it's chocolate covered almonds. So they said, oh yeah, you should eat it. It's chocolate covered almonds. And they dumbasses ate it. Now, why I say you're enabling stupidity, they're talking about suing the school. The boy, he was so hurt, and he went to his tent, and he was crying and all this other stuff. And here's my point, and maybe I can offer some perspective on this. If you're 13 and 14 years old and you are dumb enough to let somebody convince you into thinking that moose shit or any type of shit on the ground is chocolate covered almonds, yeah, there's something wrong with you. You're a functioning retard, a low functioning retard. And supposedly, these weren't special kids. So, I mean, at 13, 14, I knew what shit was. And I'm going to guess 95, because I give 5% up. You know, 5% is talking about the deaf, you know, the 5% who know. I'm going to say there's 5% of people who just, they're clueless. And they are the ones who you can tell, hey, that shit on the ground is chocolate covered almonds, and they will eat it because there's something mentally wrong with them. I'm saying that, look, if I would have ate moose shit and went home and told my parents, they told me there was chocolate covered almonds on the ground, but it was moose shit, and I ate it, and I was humiliated. Now, I'm thinking my my pops would still be whooping my ass right now, 20 some odd years later. Like, the hell is wrong with you eating shit? You do anything people tell you? Get the logic. Chocolate covered almonds, my ass. Now, I'm saying, and this it's not a diss, but it's a diss. That, hey, you should, at 13, 14, you should know what shit is. Your eyes do not deceive you. Shit is universal. Now, I may not know what shape and form all chocolate-covered almonds look or come in, but I guarantee you, shit on the ground will never be convinced to me transformed into chocolate-covered almonds. It's not going to happen. I'm just saying. Maybe y'all get it. Maybe you don't. The people who get it and know what I'm talking about and whose parents would have beat their ass if they would have ate shit because you was dumb enough to let somebody convince you that shit on the ground was chocolate-covered almonds and you're not special, you're not autistic, you're not slow, you weren't the slow kid, you're just a regular person, you were dumb enough to do it, you got your ass whooped, or if your kid did that, I mean, I'd still be beating my son. I'm sorry, Child Protection Services would have had to pull me off him. Like, I ain't raised you to eat shit off the ground. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Anyway. I mean, and I'm talking about conspiracy theories to enable stupidity. That's one of them. Another, the New Jersey woman who is seeking $150,000 from a little leaguer, a 13-year-old little leaguer who had a little accident. You know how before the game they do the pitch and catch, whatnot. And this was homie when he was 11, because so you know, she is suing from 2 years ago. And she's saying that she suffered injuries after he made the errant throw at the Little League game that it's so much for me. I have injuries and I've incurred all these medical costs, and on top of it, what makes it worse, not only is she suing, who was 11-year-old at the time, for a Little League accident, who's now a 13-year-old. I guess it's supposed to be worse because he's 13. I guess nowadays you can be considered an adult at 13. See how they lowering the standards? You're an adult at 13, but you can't do nothing but listen to them at 13. Anyway, not only is she suing for pain and suffering and all that, her husband is also down. The husband, he's even worse because he's saying that the wife is not, you know, she, because of what happened is she's not able to, you know, fulfill her wifely duties because of the injuries from 2 years ago being hit by this little leaguer and his massive arm, saying basically he lost the services, society, and consortium of his wife as a result. I don't know. I mean, services, society, what is society? Anybody know what the hell society and consortium? I mean, so because she got She got hit accidentally by the baseball. Her life is over. She can't function. Can't have sex, nothing. Their marriage is over. It's been a strain because of this accidental hit. And my point is, when I say enabling stupidity, when dumb lawsuits like this, I mean, this is frivolous law. This is past frivolous. When people can sue and can be even entertained for something as asinine as this, and the judge don't just look at them like, get them out of here. What the hell? Get the f*** out of here. That's what the judge is supposed to say. That's what I say. Get over it. You're not getting a dime. Wasting taxpayers' money. Wasting people's time. It's just stupid. See? The husband co-signing on it. I mean, I hope that blue balls are in your future. That when your nuts drop, they never come back up. Like that yo-yo that just hits the ground and they broke forever. That's my thought for co-signing on some foolishness like that. You know, messing with little boy. Errant throat. Stupidity. Once you enable stupidity like that, hey, it just keeps rolling. Case in point. The news came out, fucker who had Pac shot, Tupac Shakur. I'm not gonna say his name because obviously, he's trying to get some fame out of this, and I ain't giving his ass a drop of fame. So, for lack of a better name to call him, I'm going to call him Jimmy Rose Booty. Jimmy Rose Booty confessed during a proffer session, or what we would know as plea bargaining. And I guess during these proper plea bargaining sessions, you can confess to a crime with the understanding that you won't get charged. Anyway, Mr. Rose Booty confessed that he was involved in shooting the Tupac. And he has a buddy who was doing life that says he paid him, Mr. Rose Booty, paid him to pistol whip and rob Tupac. 1994, 2012. So, and I guess they knew about it. They've known about this, and these documents have been sealed for a minute. So, when I say a conspiracy, and I say enable stupidity, I'm going to guess that all along, they knew Mr. Rose Booty was the one that did it. Not Biggie Smalls people. So, you start this beef, you allow it to fester, and two people are dead for it. Now, if that's not a conspiracy, I don't know what is. But hey, I guess they probably know who killed Tupac and Biggie. I guess it just ain't time yet to get them book deals ready. And my message is real simple. Don't buy Mr. Rose Booty's book. That's not his name. But if you see a book that says, why I had Tupac shot set up, blah, 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 ignore it. Don't read it. Don't give this fool a nickel of your money or time for that matter, because he definitely does not deserve it. But that's just me. Now, other conspiracy theories, my conspiracy theory in particular, the powers that be are messing up the illegal drugs, so you'll feel safer buying their legal ones. I mean, y'all seen all these so-called zombie attacks. It's been taken to the next level of the game. It's so many zombie attacks. In Colorado, I talked about this before, Colorado set a law to ban bath salts. Rob Portman, Senator, Ohio Senator Rob Portman, came out with a bill that's banning bath salts. And I guess it passed the Senate 92-4, and it's on its way to the president, who's expected to sign it, because it's a drug that's making people eat people. Or it's basically these synthetic drugs that people are trying out, whatnot. There's another case, Charles Baker, who got naked after being on one of these synthetic drugs and ate a piece of a man while he was with a family. It's a 48-year-old. He just, dude tried to stop him from getting naked and going crazy, throwing furniture, whatnot, and he bit a piece of him. Michael Daniel, yet another black man high on what they at first said was synthetic marijuana, turned out to be synthetic ecstasy. Shout out to my homegirl, Carita Fleming, for pointing that out. Anyway, the article said it was synthetic weed, ended up being synthetic ecstasy. And it drove dude so mad that he killed and ate a dog. That shit is depressing. I was going to joke about Bangor, Maine having a drill zombie preparedness day, but it ain't a joke no more. Because if folks is on this, and if they're talking about banning it, you talking about enabling stupidity. People are so stupid that they will take a drug that is making them eat people. I don't understand why you would want to take a drug that make people eat people or make you compelled to want to taste the flesh of another human being. And I guess the synthetic ecstasy is a step up because it made him want to eat a dog. But still, it's a little off. Kind of scary to me, And on that note, I'm going to take a break because I'm depressed. I'm truly scared. And I'm just going to go. I'm going to go back to the old school. This is Public Enemy. Going where we supposed to go. Welcome to the Tarragon.
Right. point.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. That was Public Enemy. Welcome to the Terror Dome, which is where we are heading. Although there are some people who do make a little sense here. Even though there's a conspiracy to dumb us down, Santa Clara, California, the city leaders in Santa Clara in particular, they pulled $30 million in tax funds from the supposedly earmarked new 49ers stadium. It's supposedly a $1.2 billion stadium that's supposed to be built in Santa Clara. And the officials, they pulled $30 million and said they would rather spend the money on teachers than on a football team. Football stadium. I mean, that is the greatest shit ever. And of course, the 49ers are upset. And they're talking about lawsuits. Like, you have no right to keep it. You're supposed to give us the $30 million. So that we can get richer off of you. How dare you take money that's supposed to go to our private coffers and give it to the people who earned it? Which is pretty much what it is. Instead of cutting teachers, Santa Clara's like, education is more important than making rich people, helping rich people out who already have it. So, as tax collector George Putris puts it, let's be real. That stadium is going to get built whether or not you get this $30 million. He said that the need was greater at other public agencies, such as school districts. Yeah. See, to me, that's gangster. Why? Turning down rich people to help folks who really need it. Because, quite frankly, do the 49ers and their brass need $30 million? No, they're just mad because why should we have to use our money when we can use yours? Pimping. That's pimping this, pimping this, pimping. I know nobody will believe it, but that's pimping at its finest right there. But, you know, conversely, while Santa Clara cares about their students, my old home state, Louisiana, it's a little different. Well, I won't say the whole state, but there's I guess a little thing going on down there amongst the private schools where some students at private schools in Louisiana are being taught that the Loch Ness Monster is real. And they're saying this because they're trying to disprove Darwin's theory of evolution. Now, they're saying that the questions are dinosaurs alive today and scientists are more convinced of their existence and that Loch Ness Monster is real. So, see, there's no evolution. Loch Ness Monster is around, is a dinosaur. And not only that, oh yeah, the Loch Ness Monster is real, is being taught to your kids if you're in Louisiana paying your hard-earned money for a private education so that your kids learn something. Yeah. They're also teaching that that the KKK, Ku Klux Klan, for yo, those of you who don't know, they had in some areas of the country, they tried to be means of reform. They were fighting the decline in morality and using the symbols of the cross as a Christian offering to the people. And in some communities, they say, it achieved a certain respectability as it worked with politicians. Now, think about that for a second. Your black parent, you're paying the private school education, and not only is your kids being taught, hey, Loch Ness Monster is real for political reasons, theological reasons, then the KKK are a moral reformatory group who use the cross not as a means of terror, but actually to bring people together in an innocent and loving Christian environment. See, this is why you have to be diligent and write your own history and teach your kids history. Because if you don't, if you're counting on the school to teach your kids exclusively, they're going to learn that the KKK was some cool ass dudes that were Christian soldiers who loved people and brought people together in a moral fashion. And that, of course, dinosaurs are still alive and the Loch Ness Monster is real, real, real. That's what I'm talking about. That's the history that's being taught. Now, other history that's not being taught, like in North Carolina from 1929 to 1974, people were forced into sterilization, unbeknownst to themselves, but carried out systematically. They were found guilty, the state of North Carolina. Unfortunately, the plan to give out $50,000 to each victim passed the House but was rejected in the Senate. They said that the state did not have the funds. So, hey, you know what? Yeah, we did you wrong, but we're not going to pay for it. I mean, many states, they had these sterilization plans, supposedly geared toward feeble-minded people. But North Carolina widened their program. They was just targeting folks left and right. Hey, you look feeble-minded, i.e. black. But they're found guilty, but the state has no money, they say. I say the money is in their salaries. I say take away the Senate and Congress retirement money that they get. Over $100,000 for the rest of their life. They don't need that. We're paying them to do nothing for the rest of their life. I need that job. But they can screw people over, force sterilize them, and it's all good. That's the history that's not being taught. Won't find that in a textbook anywhere. Sterilization programs, Tuskegee experiments with the syphilis, Guatemala, MK Ultra, messing with people's minds. None of that stuff will ever be in the history book. But the KKK was a reformatory group. That's in there. Big shout out to the KKK. Big shots too. And I hope that the meteor falls on every last one of your meetings simultaneously. Anyway, speaking of history and what's real and what's fake, John King, an on-air personality and so-called spokesman of Save White People, was at the protest in Kentucky, the gay pride parade. And he had a sign that said, Tyler Clemente did the world a favor, honor and death. You know, Tyler Clemente was the Rutgers University student who killed himself. And on the sign, he's saying that he will never bugger my 8-year-old son. But the key point is the Save White People. You know, the Save White People movement is what the anti-gay thing is all about. Because on the whole, white people are not impregnating each other. So I guess for them, it's like in between interracial marriage and the fact that they apparently don't like each other enough to drop sperm onto the egg. This is what's happening. So they're fighting against the anti-gay movement, Save the White People movement. It's kind of funny if you think about it, because that's what it's all about. Anti-abortion, just save white people. Everybody else can have an abortion. Everybody else can be gay. Just not the white people. I'm thinking that if you spent the extra time that you spent out there chasing folks around, making these signs and all that, by just impregnating your women, you want to save the white race? I think you know what you got to do. Selfish bastards don't want to do it. If you want more white people, you have to have babies. That means you have to have sex with each other and make babies and take care of them and nurture them. You know, what you were meant to do in the first damn place. As you see, that's the whole conspiracy theory behind it all. They don't want to do that. They want everybody else to do it for them. Which is funny. All those gay white people don't have the right to be gay. Because, hey, you don't have the right to be gay. Because you're endangering the white race. That's what all this is about. Nothing more, nothing less. A racist agenda. It's got nothing to do with the Bible. Nothing to do with preserving life. In all these other bogus arguments, it has a racial tint from beginning to end. Funny how that goes when the solution is real simple. Bang your woman. Make a baby. Or do like they do on that show, what, Sister Wives? And Let the man start marrying these extra women and impregnating them. On that note, I am Mr. F the N-word for my homegirl, Miss 100%, who is not here. We are Smooth Drama, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.